Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chayla. He should be zoicha to refuah shleima b'sar shal chayli Yisrael. So there's a big discussion about whether or not the halachas of Avelus are already noyeg tomorrow night. So tomorrow night being Motzei Shabbos, the Tanis itself hasn't started. We don't start fasting until the morning, until Alois HaShachar. On the other hand, it is Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. It is already Shivos B'Tammuz. So technically, the days of Yimei HaMatzorim have started, but the Tanis hasn't started either. And this led to a major machlokes amongst the Poskim because of this. Many Poskim say, for instance, the Chidor says, that really the Tanis ought to have started at night as well. In the same way that we keep every other Yom Tov, and we keep Tisha B'Av, and we keep Yom Kippur, and every other Shabbos and Yom Tov start on the night before. The Hebrew day starts at night, and therefore really we should be keeping every Tanis, from the night before. In which case, we should be starting the Tanis tomorrow night after Nacht, like we will on Tisha B'Av, Amir Hashem. But on the other hand, they say that Chazal were mekel on us, Chazal had rachmonos on us, and when, as we discussed already, when they reintroduced the Tanesim of Zechariah Hanovi after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Yeah, the Tanesim of Zechariah Hanovi were introduced after Bayis Rishon. They kept all those Tanesim in Bovel as a zeicher to to commemorate the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael and they built the second Beis Hamikdash, then the second level of Zechariah Hanovi's nevuah was Mekuyim, that these days became Yomim Tovim. So therefore the four Tanesim, which were associated with Churban HaBayis, now that Baruch Hashem went back from Golus and built the second Beis HaMikdash, they became Yomim Tovim. When the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then Chazal made a new decision that we are going to reintroduce those Tanesim, the Tanesim of Zechariah Hanovi, and that's why we discussed why we don't have to, why we don't keep Tes B'Tammuz as well as a Tanis. We discussed that already. Now comes the question, really, that because this was reintroduced by Chazal, and it wasn't the Kiyum of the real original Tanesim that were prescribed by Zechariah Hanovi for the first Beis HaMikdosh, therefore Chazal were Mekel on us, and they had Rachmonos on us, and they said you'll only start fasting in the morning. You don't have to start fasting the night before, but really the day has started the night before. So therefore, for instance, if somebody wants to listen to music, or he wants to say a Brocha Shechionu, or he wants to, apart from any other Hakpodas, he wants to have a haircut tomorrow night. Or he wants to make a chuppah. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein speaks about making a chuppah on the night of Shavuos B'Tammuz. If somebody wants to make a chuppah on the night, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein paskened that lechatchila, b'di'evet he said you are allowed to. But lechatchila you should make the chuppah before Shkia. But if you made the chuppah before Shkia, then on the night of Shavuos B'Tammuz, you could carry on with the suda, with the music, with the dancing, etc., etc. On the night of Shavuos B'Tammuz, Rav Moshe Feinstein was mate. So therefore, I imagine that if you can do whatever you need to do, make your shechionu and have your hair cut and have your beard trimmed and whatever it is that you're going to do for the halachos of the 3 weeks, do all those things today already. And if b'di'evet a person is in a situation where he finds that he has to do something, which is the Yisurim of the Bein HaMetzorim on Motzei Shabbos tomorrow night, then ask a Shaila, but I could imagine that the Rav would be able to find plenty of Poskim to rely on in order to be Mati b'di'evet.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, Tesvov Tammuz, 11th of July, Rabbi Mendel Blachman Schlitter, Yismachu Malchus for Shomer Shabbos. This week's Torah is sponsored anonymously. This goes to Hashem, my Chayim, and Melchamash, Shachsul, but him, the Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Yeah. Straight. This is what the half an hour is. Okay, good morning. Enjoy your breakfast, taking your caffeine and your carbs. Okay, the topic of this morning is basically under trying to understand, is there not, to what extent, is there a din simcha on Shabbos? L'maisa, it's a very interesting Sefer Minhagim by Marit Tarini, when the older, early Achronim, late post Achronim period, times of the Trumas Hadeshen, called Sefer Minhagim of Marit Tarini, where he writes as follows on the Tefillah Vritzebim Nuchaseinu, that we say on Shabbos, all the Tefillahs of Shabbos. He writes, Regilim the Sayem, it was customary at the time to finish the bracha of Ritzev Yisbuchu B'cho Yisrael Oyeve Shemecha. We don't finish it that way. But at the time it was Berova Sidurim, and most of the Sidurim, that's what you had. The end of Ritzev was Yisbuchu B'cho Yisrael Oyeve Shemecha. They will rejoice in you, Israel, those who love your name. V'chem Berova Sidurim, and he writes on that, V'tema G'dol, it's quite puzzling. The bracha does not talk about simcha, it talks about menucha, about rest. Why all of a sudden we end the bracha with a yismuchu v'cha yislam, red vegan simcha? This is not the topic of the bracha. And then he says a sentence which is right interesting, v'gam ein shayich simcha rak biragolim. There's no simcha on Shabbos. There's no din of simcha on Shabbos. It's a simcha only in regalim, so it's not proper at all to say yismuchu v'cha Yisrael, Mekach Oyeve Shemecha. This is what he writes Mefurish. He continues and writes in Matsasi Bepirish Yashan, Yam Shamati Bebekiyim, and I heard also from people who are well versed, and I saw also in old manuscripts that there's a different way of ending that bracha of Ritzei, Sheyesh Lomar, Vyanucha Vo Yisrael Mekach Shemecha, and that's what we say. We will rest those who sanctify your name, which is Me'ein HaPsicha, that's what the bracha is talking about, Ritzei Bebnuchaseinu. That's what we should be doing. That's what we do today in Yom Sidurim today. That is the Nusach. It is V'yanucha V'yisrael, not V'yismuchu V'chayisrael Yitzirechav. The problem lies that we do say V'yismuchu V'chayisrael, we do say. Now, the interesting machlaikis, as far as Minhagim is concerned, when do we say Yismuchu V'malchuscha, Shemr Shabbos V'karayli? Well, Nusach Ashkenaz, this is my old Nusach, okay? This says it only at Musach. We don't say it Friday night, we don't say it Shabbos morning, and we don't say it at Mincha. Nusach Svar, I mean the Nusach of Eidot HaMizrach, and also of people who daven Nusach Svar, the regular Nusach Svar, they say the same thing. They say it both at Mariv tonight, also Shachris, and also Musaf. They also do not say it at Mincha. Your obvious question is, what is the issue here? Why do some places say Yisrael? First of all, why do they Simcha at all? I mean, is there a Din Simcha on Shabbos? Is there a Din Simcha on Shabbos? And if there is a Din Simcha on Shabbos, so why do Nusach Ashkenaz only say it during Musaf? And why do the alternative, the other one, say it all three times? And they don't say it Mincha. Now, the reason we don't say it at Mincha, I just want you to understand, this is brought down in the Rishonim, is because Mincha is a time which is a bit sad. We say Tzidkos HaTzadek, that is the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. That's why we don't say Yismuchu Balchuscha Shemr Shabbos at Mincha. Because it's a time that that's why you say Tzidkos HaTzedek, it's Tzidik HaDin, that's what that is. Tzidkos HaTzedek is our equivalent of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. That's what we say, that's what it is. Therefore, we don't, that totally is Man Simcha. If you notice, even the Shalashudas in many places of Marie Yeshiva, they're a bit sad, dark, serious, you know. Some places, I remember, used to go as a child to Torah Vedas with Yaakov Kamenetsky, used to have Shalashudas closed, it was dark room. You know, he spoke softly, he was soft nigunim. It's Shalashudas time, and this is the idea, it's not Zman Simcha, it's Zman Hidboinunus, a time for thinking, whatever it only be. And that's why they don't say Yismuchu Malchuscha at Mincha. But what is the issue between Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz as far as saying it during the three thrills, Mayriv, Shachris, and Musaf, or just in Musaf? The Maisit Samach Leikus HaRishayim. It's an argument, now medieval scholars going way back then. The primary source which brings this nusach of Yisbuch of Malchuscha is the Shibayli Aleket. Shibayli Aleket is a very, very important Rishon and a medieval scholar, and he writes the Shibayli Aleket in his Simin Mempei Beis on the Tfil Hilchos Tfilas Musaf. In the Halacha Tfilas Musaf, he writes Masha Amru Yisbuch of Malchuscha, though that we do say Yisbuch of Malchuscha Musaf, he writes. Pirshah Rav Avigdor Kayin Tzedek. Avigdor Kayin Tzedek is an early Rishon. The Rush brings him constantly, quite very often in his Shuvas. He's a Zerah Bakanta Rishon, a very, very old Rishon. Okay? Shesamcha al Sha'omer, as the Pasuk says, and this is in Parshas Ba'aloyscha. In Parshas Ba'aloyscha, it says the bits of Tias Chatzotzus. We have these trumpets that we blow for convocations, etc. So the Pasuk says, "Ubiyem simchaschem u'me'adechem u'roshei chodshechem u'tkatem b'chatzotzois lifnei Hashem Elokeichem." Alo yisechem v'alzivchei shalmeichem v'ayalechem lezikaron lifnei Hashem Elokeichem ani Hashem Elokeichem. The primary halacha of chatzotzris is a halacha and Shabbos Moed on your oilus and on your shlamim. It's only Allah and Eilus and Shlamim on the Korbanus. On the Korbanus Hayyim, there's a din, there has to be Chatzotzris. The Sifri, Medrash Chachamim, writes, Ubiyom Simchaschem, Eila Shabbosos. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Eilu Tmidim. Simchaschem, one says, Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shmuel. A Sifri which says that it is Shabbosos. Rabbi Nosson argues that it means the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid is something which creates a Simcha. Why? Because the din is any person which is makir with Korban, that day is his Yom Simcha. He has Simcha on that. He can't fast on that day if you're makir with Korban. Since the Tamid is a Korban for Kol Klal Yisrael, therefore it's called Yom Simchaschem. So Yom Simchaschem is basically a Eile Shabbosos. Rabbi Nosson Omer Eile Tmidim. The Maise, Umayadechem, Eilu Shalosh Regalim. In other words, it seems to be three times when we have Chatzotzris, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Shlosh Regalim, or whether it's Rosh Chodesh, and we clearly see that Yom Simchaschem is called Shabbos Chodesh. Rabbeinu Hillel, again, Hillel of Romi, a very, very, very famous, those who read know a very, very famous Pirush on the Sifri writes, Yom Simchaschem, Eilu Shabbosos. Shabbos has simcha and einig. You both rejoice and also you have pleasure. What we have pleasure is brought down in Rambam and Halacha. We're supposed to eat fine, we're supposed to dress fine, finery, etc. We're supposed to have lighted meals. Even the neighbors Shabbos are a din of kavod Shabbos, of lighting them on Friday. For einig Shabbos, sitting with a nice candlelight meal on Friday night. That is the idea of einig Shabbos, of having your lights on. Bring the meal. That's our lach of einik. But here there's a din of simcha. The taikim bechatzoytzris, shteit Rabbein Hillel bekarbonis v'shabbos. When we're to care bechatzoytzris, dafka by the karbonis of Shabbos. Now, what does it mean, karbonis of Shabbos? Well, it doesn't mean the regular karbonis, because that's tmidim. Means the karbonis of Shabbos means the korban musaf. But the korban musaf, what then is we're to care bechatzoytzris, it says before shteit us, it's called yom simchaschem. So the problem is, obviously, if it's a Mefurish Sifri that's called Yom Simchaschem, it's a Tanoim, for goodness sakes, Sifri, how can you possibly argue, how could Rabbeinu Yaizer, Rabbi Marosh Stein say, Elamatzanu Simcha Simcha B'Shabbos, if we say Mefurish Sifri, Yom Simchaschem, Eile Shabbosos. This is a serious problem. It's more so, actually, Lemaisa the Bahag. Most scholars attribute it to Rabbi Yudoi Gaon. Okay, they go in him that he's the author of Bahag Bal Halachot Gedolot, a very famous book. Rambam quotes it extensively in Sefer HaMitzvos. Bal Halachot Gedolot is when he makes his minyan of mitzvahs in mitzvah Mem Zayin, mitzvah Mem Zayin, in 47. He says Simchas Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to be Sameach in Shabbos. Obviously, the source is the Sifri Yom Simchaschem Eila Shabbos. That's a pasuk in Chumash. And this seems to be, so that's what he writes, Rav Avigdor Kayin Tzedek writes, Samchu al she'omer, u'biyom simchaschem u'mo'adechem. V'amar mar, and the Sifri taught us, yom simchaschem ze Shabbat. V'yesh lomar, We could also say, Shalzeh samchu lomar v'yismuchu b'cha kol oyevei shemecha. Going back to that nusa that we previously saw, that Marash Tarina writes that no, there's no simcha in Shabbos, so why would these people say the end of Ritzei? They would say v'yismuchu b'cha oyevei shemecha, and that's why he preferred the nusa v'yanuchu v'yisrael mikachei shemecha. He says no. So Rav Avida Kain said it was actually much earlier. He agrees there are different nuschaot, but there is definitely a place to say instead of Yanucha v'Yisrael mikachei shemecha, you can end v'yisimuchu v'cho Yisrael oyavei shemecha. The reason being because there is a din simcha on Shabbos, and this is a sifri. And that's the reason. It's actually an interesting lack of consistency. On one hand, you're saying yismuchu malchuscha. That you say freely, yismuchu b'chuscha, you won't say v'yismuchu Yisrael oyavei shemecha. It's very interesting how that works over here in these nuschos. So this is das Rabbi Avigdor Kain Tzedek, bringing that we definitely say there's a din simcha on Shabbos, and there's place to say v'yismuchu Yisrael oyavei shemecha at the end of Ritzei. This is, but he writes this only in the korban of Musaf, in the tefillah of Musaf. He does not bring it from Myra. The same thing, there's another book of tefillahs by the Rebbe of the Ramban. His name was, the Ramban's Rebbe Muvog was Rebbe Yehuda Bar Yochar. No. So there's a Pirush HaTfilos of Rebbe Yehuda Bar Yochar on the tefillahs, explaining running Pirush on tefillah with many Avonis. And he writes over there again on the tefillahs of Musaf of Shabbos. Shtei dot in Yismachub Malchuscha, Shemr Shabbos, Al Shem. He writes it explicitly that there is a din simcha on Shabbos based on the Sifri, Yom Simchaschem Eile Shabbosos, and that's why we say Yisra Malchuscha. B'Malchuscha, what does Malchuscha mean? Al Shem, B'nei Tzion, Yagilu, B'Malkom. So we learn a few things here. Let's just put this halacha down. We know there's a halacha of simcha on Shabbos, and that's Yom Simchaschem Erdechem, and that's why we say Yismuchu Malchuscha. Interesting enough, these two Pirushim say you only see it in Musaf. But the mitzvah is not just being happy about Shabbos, having a free day, enjoying life, having a good meal. No, that's Oineg. The mitzvah is Bnei Tzion Yagilu B'Malkom. You rejoice with your melech. Now, one has to try to understand what this means, but today, living in democratic countries, you do have a king here in England, but it's not the same thing. I don't know how much you're sameach b'malchichem. That's another question. But we are supposed to be sameach b'malkeinu. One has to understand what this means. I don't know if anybody ever experienced simcha b'malchus shamayim. I think of Rosh Hashanah, lav dafka simcha, when I think about Amelech. I think about, I don't know, something else. I mean, once my sister Zecharia Bracha sent me a Shana Teva card of a fellow with a picture. Instead of a tie, he was wearing a hangman's noose. he says, I feel like a Yom Tov, you know what I mean? It's Yom HaMishpat. You know, so I don't usually think about Simcha when I think about Malchus Shomayim. And here it says the mitzvah in Shabbos is Simcha b'Malchus Shomayim. One has to try to understand what that means. Yismuchu b'Malchuscha, v'as meitas. So, but then before we go further, there's one more Rishon that I have to bring, and that's the Talmud of the Tur. Rabbeinu David Avudrahum, once again, a running commentary on Nuschos HaTfilah. These are very important books that people should learn to understand what they're davening. This used to be my hobby. You understand? I used to like learn the Siddur. So Yismuchu Malchuscha state the Sefer in Rabbeinu Avudrahum, and he brings it on the Ma'ariv of Shabbos, on tonight's Tfilah. They bought it only on the Musaf of Shabbos, the Shibur Aleket and the Rabbi Rabbi Yochai. The Avraham brings on the Ma'ariv of Shabbos of tonight. Shtei dot niyischu malchuscha b'yom simchaschem v'yadechem v'omru b'sifri b'yom simchaschem eila Shabbosos. Again, v'omru b'malchuscha al shem b'nei tzion yagil b'malkom. So here there's one big machlokes. Rabbeinu David Avraham thinks we say yischu malchuscha like nusach svarit, like the nusach of the Eidus HaMizrach. You start from tefillah tonight, obviously tomorrow Shachris, and in Musaf. We don't say it as mincha for the reason that we mentioned before. Masha'enk and the Shibayi Aleket, Rebuta Reb Yoko, which are much earlier actually, we're talking about Zman, the Ramban, that period of time, even earlier, they say we only say it as Musaf. So your discrepancy of Minhagim is actually an ancient Machlekes HaRishon. And the Rebbe's question is, what is the bone of contention? What are they talking about? But before I do that, let's try to understand Bechlal. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? It would seem to be quite clear that there is. And yet, and I mentioned the Bahag. The Bahag writes, Mina mitzvah is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. And I repeat, what is the mitzvah? Yagilu b'malkom. We're going to have to explain that, okay, what that means. But, the, for example, Taisvus in Ma'id Katan writes explicitly that there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. That's exactly what we're talking. Do we say it or don't we say it? So the Chayr, we all say it, don't we? But Musaf, we definitely say it. Ne'ezuk the sinjukid in Simcha. What's Tutman? I mean, he's Orthodox. He's an honorable man. I mean, you know, he's better than Brutus. I mean, how would you? How can you possibly? What's an afkamina? An oval. Well, first, that's an oval. We know that Shabbos, we not know Igavelis, but it's Oyla Leminyan Shiva, right? The seventh day is also Shiva. It's also part of the minyan. Masha'en came. What happens if a Yom Tov hits? If a Avelis hits Yom Tov, finiti, it's over. So Taisus, what's the difference? So he says, because the Yom Tov is a din simcha. So Taisus is made katni shenoch of gimel amid beis. Okay. So Taisus, because in Yom Tov is a din simcha. Simcha is a steer to avelus. You can't have you. We can't tanzen mit de zochen. You mean you can't exactly dance when you're barefoot, so to speak, when you're in oven. Those are two separate issues. The reason being, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that all the Avelis has a lot of halachas of what to do as far as practice is concerned, Iker Avelis is belief. The Iker of Avelis is in the heart and not in the actions. Right? We learn, Rambam's Shita is that Avelis and Aninus means that the procedure of mourning prior to burial, is one halacha. Just this is the Avelis Shebelev without practice, only burial, and post-burial, then we have the practice of what we do and what we refrain from. But the Iker of Avelus and Aninus is belayed, that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rambam learns Avelus, Yom Rishon De'Raisa, from Aninus. It's Rambam Hilchas Avu Perik Aleph Halacha Av. Well then, Simcha is definitely is not external. Simcha is supposed to be something Shebelev. You know, there's Yesh Mokim Barosh La'anich Shnei Tefillin, but there's no Mokim Belev to have both Simcha and Avelis at the same time. It's a stira, and that's why not. That's Yom Tov. Says Shabbos, he says, Lo, we haven't found a din of Simcha on Shabbos. That's what he writes. What does he do with the Sifri? The Sifri writes before, Yom Simchaschem Eilah Shabbosos. So obviously he was knowledgeable, I mean, he knew more than me. So obviously, what does it mean? Well, how do we understand the Balei Taisus? Is there a din simcha? Is there not a din simcha? There is a pasuk Yisro Balchuscha. There is Yom Simchaschem that Tekevach Taisus. And yet, it's not called simcha enough to cut away Avelis. Now, what is the difference? That's the question on the table. What is this simcha? Well, I'm going to start by trying to explain what it means, Yisro Balchuscha, because that's really quite important. Well, one has to conceptually define simcha. Now, if this would be my classroom, we'd have a party. I would start asking people and see what would come up, and you'd end up being quite smiling with about yourselves and with me together. But what is it? What does it mean? Simcha. I'm happy. What exactly generates that feeling?
Good glass of wine. A good glass of wine.
No. I can also generate other feelings. I was younger. You mean, a good glass of whiskey is what you mean. Okay, but at the end of the day, you know, I know that I don't join Kiddush clubs, but I've seen them. Okay, you know, what generates simcha?
Karvat
Lashem. Did I get it?
Closeness Lashem.
That's very religious. Yes. There are other people which also have simcha. Did you ever cut a good deal? Were you happy? That wasn't closeness to Hashem. Now tell me the common denominator of the things which generate simcha.
It is happier, but not simcha.
Simcha is happiness.
Yeah, it's feeling good.
Feeling good is not describing what generates, it describes what you have, what you feel. What generates the simcha?
What about the overriding mitzvah, if you have Hashem the simcha?
That's a good question. We're going to deal with that shortly. You haven't answered my question. I know there's a din of simcha. I know people are happy. Aren't you all happy? What generates a feeling of happiness? Well, there are other people which are happy with a glass of whiskey.
Achievement.
Good.
Achievement.
Thank you. Fulfillment, achievement. That's cutting the deal. I alluded to that before. God. Okay? What generates simcha is actually a sensation of fulfillment. And that's what you have. It's a sensation of what you call achievement, fulfillment, a certain amount of shleimus, a certain amount of fulfilling something. I have a certain vacuum, lacking something, and it's been fulfilled. Like you're very happy at a wedding, at least the young people are, because they feel, hello, someone's finally, people are being fulfilled. This is the unbelievable simcha. When we talk about the simchas binya beis hamikdash, right, it's an act of fulfillment. That's why Simcha is chasen akadah, like Simcha binyan chuvam Yerushalayim. An act of fulfillment, that's what it is. So let's try to understand. The Simcha Shabbos is for Bibal Chuscha, fulfillment with the kingdom of the Lord. Sounds almost like the buildings around over here. Vas meitas. What exactly are you supposed to be happy with on Shabbos? You're supposed to be fulfilled. That fulfillment is supposed to give you a sensation of happiness. The fact that God is is our sovereign. Now, that's the Simcha of Shabbos. What exactly are you supposed to feel? What does it mean? Ivdus Hashem b'Simcha. Good, clear. That's what you brought up before. What does it actually mean? Okay, so these are things which are Mefurish and Rambam. Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Chav. I have 8 minutes. Well, we're not going to finish this, so... second part next time. Okay, so we have the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, right? Now, people say, so the Rambam writes a very, very, I think it's a very, very practical Rambam. He writes, Yesha Adam Ochel Veshoteh Vesamech Beregel, when one eats, drinks, and is happy during Yom Tov, Lo Yimashech Bayayin, you shouldn't be drawn to the wine. Relax, okay? Ubeschoik, you know, and schoik is not simcha. We all know what that is, you know what I mean? Be a bit jovial, if one would say. Ubekalus roish, and flippancy. Being flippant. Simcha does not mean acting flippant or mean being over jovial. No, that's not what it means, and not drinking. People think that the more I do that, I'm filling the mitzvah. You know, lomatansin mit the filling. You know what I mean? Like the people that jump on the in Israel, we see them jumping on car roofs and dancing nach 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 and all these other things over there. Do you ever see them dancing on car roofs, singing Nachman of Breslov? That's not simcha. That's whatever it is. It's a neurosis. But whatever it be, that's not simcha. That's called schoik. Kalus Rosh, that's what is Simcha? Shas Shichrus Vaschoik Harbebe Kalut Rosh, Eino Simcha. That is not what Simcha is. You know, backslapping, etc., telling a good joke, that's not Simcha. Elohailus Vasichrus, it's actually acting like a fool. That's what this is. Velonit Stavenu, acting like a fool. Holulut Vasichlut, Sichlut means tipshus. Sachal, tipesh, those are two words which are synonymous. So he says, V'lo nitzaveinu, we were never commanded, and Ivz Hashem b'simcha, we were not commanded, on holalut v'sichlut, the Ebershter didn't command us to be a fool. And not to act as like in a bar, you know what I mean? A pub, you call it a pub over here. Okay? This is not a pub. This is not what Yom Tov is for. We weren't mitzvah on that. Ela ala simcha sheyesh ba avoidas yitzra kol. We were commanded on a simcha which is service of He who created us all. Shenemar, tachzah shel avata es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha b'toyv leivav halamata sheavoida b'simcha. Now, what does it mean? Haavoida b'simcha. The service is in simcha. Which service are we talking about? In other words, in simple English, it means that the service we do should generate a sensation of fulfillment, which would thus give us a sense of happiness. But if you do it not as a sense of fulfillment, you're just happy because the Rebbe does a gezuk, that has nothing to do with simcha. Because simcha means a sensation generated by fulfillment. Do you feel fulfilled when you put on tefillin this morning? That's the question. That's the predicate. If you felt fulfilled with that mitzvah, so then that generated happiness. That is the mitzvah of simcha of avoidus yitzhakol. You're happy to act in service of your sovereign. And this is what the Rambam writes. The Rambam describes exactly what that mitzvah is. In Hilchos Lulav and Perek Ches, said the Rambam, Hasimcha she yismacha adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'avas ha-kel she-tziva b'em. You know what Simcha is? Doing, fulfilling the commandments of our law, of our sovereign, and fulfillment of the sensation of love towards God that commanded us. You feel fulfilled with the fact that you have a sensation of love towards God the commander to fulfill his commandments. I'm very happy to fulfill the requests of she who I love. Remember that, people, when we were younger? Well, that is the simcha you sought to be fulfilling, you feeling, and simchas ha-mitzvahs. Tachl she'albatas Hashem alokecha b'simcha b'toiv leiva, ivdus Hashem b'simcha, means a sense of fulfillment, of love of the mitzvah, love of God the Creator, which is our sovereign. We love our King. And thus we feel fulfilled. It's an act of love by fulfilling that love through fulfilling those commitments, through those commandments. That is the mitzvah of simcha, the pasuk says. Mufurish in Rambam, v'chol ha'moneh atzmei b'simcha zu. Should you refrain yourself from that type of a simcha, ra'u li parami menu, we should be paid, you should be punished. She'ne'emar, tachas ha'shel avata sashem elokecha b'simcha b'toiv leivov. That's the pasuk, and that is the pasuk of simchas yomtiv, and that's yismachu malchuscha. Yisro b'chusim means to say a sense of fulfillment of our encounter with God of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is mitzava hakol. Okay, Beirus Yotzer hakol Lashon Rama, the Creator of all, specifically on Shabbos, which is the day which commemorates creation. It is now that we encounter the God of creation in our thoughts. We think about Kadosh Baruch Hu about a lot of things during the week. And Shabbos, you're supposed to focus on his malchus. You're fulfilled with the fact that his malchus. Now, what is the definition of malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Well, not further, you know. We always have this problem in Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Hamelech, you know, the Chazan says Hamelech. Once I davened in Breslov, and when it came to Hamelech, they all clapped. So I asked them, "What are you clapping about?" Hamelech, Sosha. Didn't clap when Elizabeth passed by. I mean, why are you clapping? You know, but they clapped. It was a very nice gesture. You know what I mean? A feeling of the king is arriving. It worked. Funny enough, but what do you feel when you think of Melech? What does that mean? You know, I think of a crown and a beard coming out. What do you think? What do you think when you say Hamelech? What do you think? Well, let's see what halacha says, what you're supposed to be thinking when you say Hamelech. So this is a Ramban. Ramban writes in Parshas Yisrael on the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It is also found in the Asagas, the notes of the Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvos LaRamban. The Rambam has a book of mitzvos. He has his notes on it. He has their 14 roots of rules deciding which mitzvos are included in the mitzvos, which are not. And in root number one, Shorish Aleph, the Rambam raises a question there. The mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is that a mitzvah or not? So Bahag, again, Yudai Gaon, doesn't think it's a mitzvah. It's the predicate, the mitzvahs. First, this is me. I'm the boss. Now start listening to me. Rambam sees it as a mitzvah because the mitzvah is try to understand what it means. Try to understand what it means. Now, what does it mean? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Well, I'm not going to ask. I'll tell you the Ramban. Anochi I, Yudke Vavke means primary existent, which from him is all in his whim and his will. Yudke Vavke means Hove Kadmon, primary existent. Shemimenu hakol, that all comes from him, b'cheftzo v'yocholton, in omnipotence and his will. That's what you're supposed to be mechavan in Krishna, by the way. Yudke vavke, hove kadmon, primary existence, shemimenu hakol, that all comes from him, b'cheftzo v'yocholton. Now we have a better Krishna tonight, okay? Elokeinu v'lachein, hu elokeinu, he is our Lord. And there is the omnipotent creator, source of all. Even me, I look in the mirror, I'm an expression of his will and whim. That's all I am. He is the dynamo of it all, and I am nothing more than an expression of you, of physics. He's the source of energy, and I'm just a form. That's what I have over here. That's why he should be my Lord, because we're nothing more than expressions of him. So obviously we must live according to his agenda. Ramban writes, and this is what Chazal called Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Ramban writes it Mufurish in Parshas Yisro and the Asagis of Shairish Aleph and Sefer Mitzvahs. Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim is contemplating and thinking and trying to live by the idea that all creation constantly, now, is nothing more than a form of his whim and his will and his omnipotence, his capabilities. We are nothing more than an expression, of God, of God's will. That's all we are. And thus, we have no other agenda but his. That's called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. My friends, on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of thinking about that, of that Malchus of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and being fulfilled by it. Now I know why I'm here. Now I know my agenda. Now I justify my mother's mourning sickness when she was pregnant with me. Now I'm not a waste of space. Now I can do a Birchas Hanenin on the oxygen that I breathe in. I justify my existence. Yismachu b'malchuscha, it's a day of celebrating creation, that he is the Ovek Kadmon Shurimenu HaKol B'chepetz V'yacholet, and that's Yismachu b'malchuscha. The simcha you're supposed to have in every mitzvah is about God commander. The simcha that you have on Shabbos is God's source of all. Now, why Dr. Musaf or not, it's too late, so next time around. But in 2 minutes, I'll just say it's very simple. The Ramban writes also in Sefer HaMitzvos that pasek, the idea of chatzaisros, is an idea of music. And the music is there to have intent to accompany poetry reading, simcha, shira, ain shira el bepeh, the kli is there to make nice musical background. The ikar simply is the poetry reading that the Levim read, the Tehillim, or whatever they read over there. And that's the simcha. He says that's the source of saying halal, by the way. If there's a source of saying halal, because that idea, because it's a simcha. The simcha is through reading poetry of praise of God. That's your sameach with love of God. That's all of simcha is. Simcha is being happy with God. Okay, Mamela, so you praise God. Well, when you're in love with somebody, you praise. It's very simple. That's what you're doing. So Mamela, you must understand, he says, well, what's the pasuk talking about? It's only specifically on the karbanos of Musaf. So the mocker of saying Yisro Malchuscha only at Musaf is very simple. Because it's only then that we're rejoicing with the unique character of Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos morning, chadavin v'ayid. There's no karbanis then. The karbanis is only at Musaf. So they understand, this is what Shabbat, they could understood that what Yisro b'chuscha shavar simcha, when do we commemorate the din of simcha of Shabbos? Because of the chatzoisrus. The chatzoisrus are specifically only on the korban Musaf, not on the chakras, not on the tamid. That's the what?
There's no
chatzoisrus
on Shabbos.
What? Yes, there were, of course, chatzoisrus on Shabbos. The pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in Chumash was katan b'chatzoisrus. B'shem simchaschem el Shabbos. It was katan b'chatzoisrus. Al zivchechem v'ashal mechem b'fnei Hashem
elokeinu. Shabbos as well.
Yes, shem simchaschem means Shabbos. And when did they do it? On the Zvachim and the Shlomim. Equals the Karbanis Musaf of Shabbos. The pasuk is talking about the Musaf of Shabbos. That's the mocker. Okay. 2 minutes later. Okay, that is the makar of Nisch Ashkenaz of saying Yisro Malchuscha only on. Now, what do we do with the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim, obviously, you learned like the Bahag. He understood that Yom Simchaschem is not limited just to the Chatzoitzris. Yom Simchaschem is Bechal Atok for Yom Simcha. The Chatzoitzris is only on Musaf. Vashenk and the other Rishonim felt that not the way. The whole din of Simcha is for, it comes from, because the Chatzoitzus are an expression of Simcha, and since the Chatzoitzus is only in Musaf, therefore, Memela, we only say Yisro Malchuscha on Musaf. The question is, we know it's because of Simcha's Shabbos. Do we look at Simcha's Shabbos as a broad halacha expression? No, it's only expressed in the Musaf. There's no expression of that Simcha in halacha during a Friday night or Shabbos morning, only in Musaf. That's why Ashkenaz says it only in Musaf. Other people feel, no, there is simcha, just not expressed. So therefore, we say Yisrochem Chuscha, even Shachris and Meir, and that would be 5 minutes over time.
Good to see you. Okay, I'm going to go to the house.